Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be tackling a question that I think keeps a lot of us up at night, literally.
Mm.
Is the Lisa Sapira hybrid mattress worth all the hype? Mattresses are kind of a big deal. We spend a third of our lives on them,
right.
So we want to make sure you're getting the best sleep possible.
Absolutely. And to do that, we're going beyond those glossy marketing brochures, and we are diving into what real people are saying about the Lisa Sapira hybrid, using some really insightful analysis from Mattress Advisory and their roundup of user feedback, mostly from Reddit.
Okay, before we get into the nitty-gritty, just a quick reminder to check out the show notes for a special discount link on the Lisa Sapira hybrid. Now let's jump in. Let's start with a feature that I think everyone's obsessed with, cooling. Because who wants to feel like a baked potato in bed?
No one.
Right.
The Lisa Sapira hybrid seems to be doing a pretty good job in this department. Lots of Reddit users are raving about its breathable cover and cooling foams.
Yeah, I saw one user who said it had superior cooling, but then another person said it wasn't that cool, but still comfortable. So maybe it's not an Arctic blast, but more like a gentle breeze.
That's a great way to put it. It's important to remember that cooling is subjective. What one person finds icy might feel just right to someone else. But it's worth noting that all the materials in the Lisa Sapira hybrid are CERTI-UR US certified, which means they're safe and low in those nasty emissions. So, a win for health conscious folks.
Okay, cooling seems like a thumbs up, mostly. But how about firmness? This one seems to be a bit more controversial.
It is. Some Redditors said it felt pretty firm at first, but then softened up over time. Kind of like breaking in a new pair of shoes.
Ah, that classic break-in period. But I can imagine that initial firmness could be good for people with back pain. Actually, a couple of users mentioned that it really helped with their back issues.
Exactly. A firmer mattress can provide that extra support some people need. But speaking of support, let's talk about the elephant in the room, edge support.
Uh-oh. I'm sensing some trouble here.
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. The Lisa Sapira hybrid is a hybrid mattress, which means it combines coils and foam. Think of it like having the bounce of a trampoline with the hug of a memory foam pillow all in one.
That's a great analogy. Okay, so how does that hybrid design impact bed support?
It can be a bit of a trade-off. While coils generally provide good support, the way they're integrated with the foam layers in this particular mattress seems to result in softer edges for some people. One user said it was too soft for sitting up in bed to read. Which makes sense. You'd want more stability there.
Makes you wonder if those coils are going all the way to the edge, or if there's more foam around the perimeter.
That's a great question, and it highlights how the internal construction of a mattress can really impact its performance. Unfortunately, we don't have x-ray vision to see inside, but those user experiences are giving us valuable clues.
Okay, so edge support might not be its strongest suit, but let's move on to the overall comfort and support, because this seems to be where the Lisa Sapira hybrid really shines. I mean, Reddit's full of people gushing about how comfortable this mattress is.
It really is. I saw one user who said it felt like sleeping on a cloud, but with support, and another compared it to a luxurious hotel mattress. It seems they've managed to hit that sweet spot of pressure relief and deep support, which can be tricky to achieve.
It sounds like they found the holy grail of mattresses. But of course, there's always a but.
Right. Unfortunately, yes. One Redditor mentioned that their Lisa Sapira hybrid broke down too quickly, especially with a partner sharing the bed. That raises some concerns about long-term durability, especially for couples.
Durability is a big deal, especially when you're investing a significant chunk of change in a mattress. So that's definitely a flag to keep in mind.
It is. And it highlights the importance of looking at the full picture, gathering insights from multiple sources, not just relying on marketing claims.
Speaking of those real-world experiences, remember that user who had issues with edge support? They mentioned using a slatted bed frame.
Ah, that's a crucial detail. The type of foundation you use can absolutely affect a mattress's performance. If those slats are too far apart, they might not provide enough support, especially around the edges.
So it's like building a house on a shaky foundation. You're just asking for trouble down the line.
Exactly. It's all connected. And it highlights how crucial it is to pay attention to those setup instructions from Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
They specifically mention the importance of slat spacing, and for good reason.
Right. They actually say their mattress works well with various setups.
Yeah.
Even floor beds. But they really emphasize that slat spacing. They even recommend a maximum distance between slats to ensure proper support.
And this brings us to a pretty important point, the warranty. If you don't follow their guidelines, you could void the warranty.
Yikes. Nobody wants to deal with warranty issues, especially with something as essential as a mattress. So those seemingly minor details can actually have a big impact.
They really can. It's all about understanding the nuances and how different factors can interact to affect your overall sleep experience.
Okay, so we've covered cooling firmness, comfort support, touched on edge support, and the impact of the foundation. It feels like we're getting a pretty good grasp of this mattress. But what's the overall sentiment? Are people genuinely happy with the Lisa Sapira Hybrid?
Well, despite those mixed reviews, there's a lot of love for this mattress on Reddit. Several users specifically mentioned choosing it over the Lisa Legend Hybrid and being thrilled with their decision.
That's interesting. The Legend Hybrid is often praised for its luxurious feel and fancy features. So what is it about the Sapira Hybrid that's winning over so many people?
Well, we'll delve into that a bit more in the next segment. But for now, let's just say that it seems to be ticking a lot of boxes for a lot of people, especially when it comes to comfort and cooling. It really comes down to individual needs and preferences, doesn't it? What might be a deal breaker for one person could be a non-issue for another.
Exactly. And that's what makes these user reviews so fascinating. They give you a glimpse into how different people are experiencing the same mattress. Like, remember that user who was worried about using the Sapira Hybrid on their Japanese-style floor bed?
Oh, yeah. They were concerned about compatibility with the slats and even contacted Lisa directly for advice.
It's like a real-life mattress detective story. And in the end, they went for it and seemed very happy with how it worked out.
It's a great reminder that even unconventional setups can work well, as long as you pay attention to the details, like that all-important slat spacing.
And speaking of details, we've touched on the importance of slat spacing a few times already, but why is it so crucial? I mean, beyond potentially voiding the warranty, what does it actually do to the mattress?
Well, imagine those slats as the backbone of your mattress's support system. They help distribute your weight evenly and prevent sagging. If they're too far apart, the mattress can sink between them. Kind of like a hammock.
Okay, so not the hammock effect we're going for when we're trying to sleep.
Exactly. And that sagging can lead to all sorts of problems. Discomfort, poor spinal alignment, and even premature wear and tear on the mattress.
It's like a domino effect. One wrong move and everything starts to crumble.
Precisely. And that's why Lisa is so specific about their recommendations for slat spacing. They say no more than 2.75 inches apart for optimal support.
So whether you're using a traditional frame, a platform bed, or even just a solid floor, make sure those support elements are spaced correctly. Otherwise, you're basically setting your mattress up for failure.
It's like building a house on a solid foundation, right? You need that strong base for everything else to function properly.
Now, before we move on, I want to take a moment to reflect on something that's become really apparent throughout this deep dive.
What's that?
The incredible power of user reviews. We've been relying heavily on those real-life experiences from Reddit and Mattress Advisory's analysis, and it's been eye-opening.
It has. Those first-hand accounts give us a much richer understanding than just looking at specs or marketing claims. We've heard from people who love the Sapira Hybrid's cooling features, those who have found relief from back pain, even people with unique setups who've figured out how to make it work for them.
And we've also heard those concerns about edge support and durability. It's like having a direct line to the collective wisdom of the sleep community.
It's like crowdsourcing sleep knowledge. It reminds us that there's no single perfect mattress. What works for one person might not work for another.
And that brings us to a crucial point, the importance of finding the right mattress for you.
Exactly. And that's why those user reviews are so valuable. They give us a peek into the bedrooms of others, so to speak, and help us learn from their experiences, both the good and the bad.
It's like having a whole panel of sleep consultants at our fingertips.
It really is. And it underscores the power of community and shared knowledge when it comes to making informed decisions about our sleep.
Now, we've talked a lot about those potential downsides, like the edge support and durability concerns. But honestly, those negative comments are overshadowed by the overwhelmingly positive feedback.
You're absolutely right. People are genuinely excited about this mattress, and there's one recurring theme that I find particularly fascinating.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
Well, several users mentioned choosing the Sapira Hybrid over the Lisa Legend Hybrid, and they're not just saying they're satisfied. They're raving about it.
That's interesting, because the Legend Hybrid is often touted as the more luxurious option, with all those fancy zone support layers and whatnot. So what is it about the Sapira that's winning people over?
That's a great question. And it speaks to the importance of individual preferences. Maybe some people just prefer the overall feel of the Sapira. Or maybe they found the Legend to be too much mattress. that makes sense.
Too much mattress. I like that. So it's not always about the most bells and whistles or the highest price tag. It's about finding the right fit for your individual needs and sleep style.
Exactly. And sometimes simplicity wins.
Okay, so the Sapir Hybrid seems to be hitting the mark for a lot of people. But I'm curious, what are they actually saying? What are those specific comments that are making them so happy?
Well, comfort is definitely a major theme. People are describing it as cloud-like, supportive, hugging, even luxurious. And remember, this is coming from people who were initially hesitant about the brand or had specific concerns.
It sounds like they're pleasantly surprised. What about cooling? Is that living up to the hype?
It seems so. I've seen a ton of comments praising the breathable cover and cooling foams. People are saying they're finally sleeping through the night without waking up in a sweat.
That's a big win, especially for those hot sleepers out there. One user even said they used to dread going to bed because they knew they'd be tossing and turning all night trying to stay cool. But since switching to the Sapir Hybrid, they've been sleeping soundly and waking up refreshed.
That's fantastic. And it speaks to how a mattress can truly impact your quality of life.
It's more than just a place to rest your head, right? It's an investment in your well-being.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that even people who don't typically consider themselves hot sleepers are commenting on how much they appreciate the Sapir Hybrid's cool and comfortable feel.
So it's not just about preventing overheating, but about creating an overall more pleasant sleep experience.
Exactly. And that's something that everyone can benefit from.
Okay, so we've heard a lot of positive buzz, but let's not sugarcoat things. We know there are some potential downsides to the Lisa Sapir Hybrid 2. We've talked about edge support and durability. What are people saying about those aspects?
Well, the edge support issue is definitely real for some people. One user mentioned feeling like they were going to roll off the bed when they sat on the edge to put on their shoes. And another said they had trouble getting in and out of bed because the edges felt too soft and unstable.
That's not ideal. It sounds like those softer edges could be a deal breaker for people who need that extra stability. Maybe for mobility reasons or even just for sitting up in bed to read or work.
Absolutely. And for couples who like to spread out, it might make the usable sleep surface feel smaller.
And what about durability? Are those concerns about premature sagging or breakdown valid?
There have been a few reports of those issues, mostly from couples or people who are on the heavier side. One user said they noticed a dip in the middle of the mattress after just a few months.
Okay, so it's not a widespread problem.
Yeah.
But it's something to be aware of.
All right, yeah.
Especially considering the investment you're making in a mattress, you'd want it to last for a reasonable amount of time.
Right, and that's why that trial period is so crucial. You need to experience the mattress for yourself and see how it performs under your specific circumstances.
Speaking of the trial period, let's talk about that in a bit more detail. Lisa offers 100 nights right. That's a pretty generous amount of time.
It is, and that's more than 3 months. Which is plenty of time to really get a feel for the mattress, to try out different sleeping positions, and to see how it holds up under your daily routine.
And what happens if you're not happy with it during that time? Can you just send it back?
Absolutely. No questions asked. Lisa makes the return process hassle-free. So you can really try out the Sapir Hybrid with complete peace of mind, knowing that you're not taking a huge risk.
That's fantastic. It takes a lot of the pressure off the decision-making process. You can really sleep on it, literally, and see if it's the right fit for you.
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect segue into our final thoughts on the Lisa Sapir Hybrid.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the features, the pros and cons, those insightful user reviews, and the importance of the trial period. Now let's bring it all together. What are the key takeaways? What do our listeners need to remember when considering the Lisa Sapir Hybrid?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that the Lisa Sapir Hybrid, it's a solid contender in the mattress world, but it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You know, it has its strengths and weaknesses, just like any mattress.
Right.
And it's all about finding the right fit for your individual needs and preferences. Couldn't agree more. It seems to be striking a chord with a lot of people, especially those who prioritize comfort and cooling. But, you know, it's not perfect. Then those edge support and durability concerns are definitely worth considering.
Right. And that's why I think those user reviews are so valuable. They give you a real-world perspective that goes beyond those glossy marketing brochures.
Absolutely. Reading through those experiences can help you identify potential red flags or areas where you might need to do a bit more research. Like if you know you need strong edge support, you might want to explore other options or at least be prepared to experiment with different foundations to see if you can improve the stability.
And if durability is a top concern, maybe consider a mattress with a higher coil density. or one that's specifically designed for heavier individuals or couples.
Exactly. Knowledge is power when it comes to mattress shopping.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of doing your research.
Yeah.
And considering those individual needs and preferences. But I think there's another layer to this whole mattress decision-making process.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, we focus a lot on the technical aspects.
Yeah.
The features, the materials, the construction. But I think there's also an emotional component to choosing a mattress. It's about how you feel when you lie down on it. It's about creating a sleep sanctuary that promotes relaxation, rejuvenation, and overall well-being.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It's about finding a mattress that speaks to your soul, so to speak.
Exactly. And that's where that 100-night trial period becomes so crucial. It's not just about testing the mattress's physical attributes, but about experiencing how it makes you feel. Do you wake up feeling refreshed and energized? Or do you feel stiff and achy? Do you feel cozy and supported? Or do you feel like you're sinking into a quicksand pit?
It's about finding that sweet spot where your body and mind feel truly at ease.
And that feeling can be different for everyone. What feels like heaven to one person might feel like a nightmare to another, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong answer. It's all about finding what works for you.
Couldn't agree more. It's a journey of self-discovery, really.
And remember, you don't have to go on this journey alone. Resources like Mattress Advisory and those user reviews from real people can be invaluable guides. They can help you navigate the overwhelming world of mattresses and point you in the right direction.
And that trial period is your ultimate safety net. Gives you the freedom to experiment, to explore different options, and to ultimately make a decision that you feel confident and happy with.
So to our listeners, I encourage you to embrace this journey with curiosity and an open mind. Don't be afraid to ask questions to try new things, and to ultimately prioritize your sleep and well-being.
Sleep is a precious gift, and you deserve to experience it to the fullest.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up. We've covered a lot of ground today, but hopefully you feel more informed and empowered to make a decision about the Lisa Sapira Hybrid, or any mattress for that matter.
Remember, it's all about finding that perfect match for your unique sleep needs and preferences.
And before we go, one last reminder to check out the show notes for that exclusive discount link on the Lisa Sapira Hybrid. Sweet dreams, everyone. And we'll catch you in our next deep dive.